Apex Central listeners, you can find us every Monday through Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
To my left, the ever-present and apparently the karaoke legend, Barstool Carl. Hello.
Hello. I was anticipating you'd say, how are you doing? You didn't say shit. I like that about you.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing okay, man. Hey, Piano Man, that's a banger. You're at a karaoke bar. You want to leave an impression. It's one that gets the whole crowd going.
Very, very quick. Very quick. Starting with Doug's. Your go-to karaoke song. Okay.
Twist and shout. Twist and shout.
You got to see it Wednesday night, Mr. Brightside.
Okay. Ben Mintz.
Burning down the house, Talking Heads.
All right. Mine's Bye 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 by NSYNC. Okay.
That's what makes it work.
Yep. What? Bye Bye? Yeah, I do the dance. Uh-huh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I figured.
I do it. The whole fucking, the whole freaking thing.
There you go. There you go. We're working on this together.
All right, kids. Okay. Ben Mintz, you've pretty much ruined everything you've touched out here. How you doing?
Good. Great. I'm actually in good spirits, man. Just something about a late night in the summertime at the ballpark and that rowdy, cool energy and vibe. I mean, last night was just special. You know, the game got delayed till 9:30, and then just getting there, and there were just – it felt like a lot of people went to the bar from 6 to 9:30, and I was in the Texas section, and people were lit up and rowdy in that stadium last night. And we got
– Are you okay?
We got a sixth straight great night game. I mean, it was 2-2 going to the eighth as we hit midnight, and then Texas got one in the eighth, Zach Zubia with a three-run bases-clearing double in the ninth. And Brandon –
Yeah.
I don't see how we could ask for a better Final Four here with storylines. When you look at Vandy, NC State, the 1-0 game for Monday, and then the Texas Mississippi State pitching duel.
No, you have the best team in the country, plus Texas, NC State, and Vanderbilt. So it's been fun. It's been fantastic. And NC State's kind of been a huge storyline. Now they have to try to tackle the monster of Kumar Rocker again. We'll see if they can do it. I don't know if it's going to rain today or not. There's a lot of fear that it's going to rain, but I don't live my life in fear.
Well, one dynamic, I looked at the radar, and I've jinxed the radar, too, as you said. Everything's my fault this week. But it's supposed to be bad around 3 o'clock, and it's a 1 o'clock game. Be a very interesting dynamic if Rocker's pitching really well, and then the rain knocks him out of the game, because that's in play today.
Big T, hello.
Good morning, Brendan.
How's your life going?
Not too bad. How are you?
Average. Slightly above average. Why are you still here?
Headed home today.
Okay.
It's been a great time.
You missed the Barstool party.
Yeah, we all did. It looked pretty crazy.
Yeah. Do you regret that?
No.
No.
How many Tennessee football players been arrested today?
None arrested. There was one dismissed from the team yesterday.
Yes. Four-star freshman quarterback Caden Salter got dismissed.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Couldn't take care of that with a McDonald's bag? No, nothing?
We're not doing that anymore.
We're not doing that.
Program.
Running a clean program, yes.
That's why I had to get out. It's unfortunate. I had to have it.
Doug's.
Yes, sir.
How's your trip going to Omaha?
It's good. It's good. Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. Toby Keith.
Oh, that's your karaoke song?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do you really get down like at the end when the bells ring? Do you make people like stand up in the bar?
Well, I don't make them stand up, but they generally do.
Oh, hello. Okay. I like that. Yeah. We're going to karaoke before you leave. When are you leaving?
Whenever you tell me to.
I didn't tell you. I don't tell you what to do.
No, but I listen.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. So, I can't rule out karaoke before we leave. Again, I can do the entire NSYNC catalog. So if you want to do it, it's going to be me. We'll take requests.
Where did the familiarity with the catalog come from? Because they really peaked at 98, and if I'm doing my math correctly, that puts you square out of college and, like, you're a grown man.
No. I was 19 years old in 1998, so I wasn't out of college. We go for the full 4 years at Mississippi State. Actually, I went for six. But anyway, hi, what's up? What's up, player?
Shout out Nebraska Equipment Room. That's a Nebraska football equipment guys. Give them a round
of applause. Is it really?
Yes, those are the guys from yesterday. What's up, boys?
Sorry we got your ID fired.
Mitzi.
Mitzi, yeah. I mean, I'm responsible for everything.
So let's talk College World Series real quick. You mentioned the storylines briefly, but today we have Vandy, NC State, and then we have Mississippi State, Texas. I'm not going to lie to you. I wanted Virginia to beat Texas, and I wanted Vandy gone the other night. I wanted all the other good teams gone.
Yeah,
that's what I wanted.
I can understand that.
Not that NC State's not good because they're on a great run, and sure.
You don't sound very scared of them.
I'm not scared of anybody, Carl.
I know you don't live with. Oh, Jesus. You don't live with fear.
Correct.
But
if Texas wins like the first four or five innings today, I'll be terrified and probably want to go home and cry.
Yeah, every single one of their pitchers throws 94 with sink action. They can cut it. They can change it. So, yeah, I'd be terrified if I were.
Not every single one of them.
Okay, but they've got eight dudes in that bullpen. They bring out a freshman. You're like, who is this freshman? Why are they putting this 96, 97, 96. It was like.
Oh, all I know is they have an ace named Ty Madden. He's faced Mississippi State twice this year. He's 0-2. That's all I know.
I like that.
And we're probably facing him today, so
you
we'll
are.
See. I know I'm exactly correct. And
three shots for a quarter, and you have to know it's you know it's hard to get the third one. Don't tell me it's easy to get the third one. You know it's hard.
I don't take shots. I drink water. I drink water. Carl.
It's a carnival fair.
Carl, I drink say, water. I got water right here. We went out the other night. I had a half a glass of red wine and a beautiful ribeye. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Omaha, Nebraska. Dougs.
Yes, sir.
As your week has gone on, how great is it to be here in Omaha, Nebraska?
It's a lovely place. It's beautiful.
I finally stretched out. So there's this beautiful 4 or 5 block area downtown with all these great places and everything, including the incredible DJ's Dugout, which has hosted us all week. Next time you're in Omaha, please, yeah. Next time you're in Omaha,
that was mild.
You got to get down. Well, this one guy was trying to start it, and he looked very – he wasn't sure of himself. He was just there like this. You know, I think he's a golfer. Anyway, so get down to DJ's Dugout next time you're in Omaha, and obviously – but I just finally ventured out last night, and Omaha's bigger than you think. Yeah. We also went to Lincoln. We drove to Lincoln.
I saw that. I
don't know if I should thank Warren Buffett, but the roads here are fantastic.
Three lanes, 75 miles an hour, and not.
They're not? Oh, you haven't been anywhere else, sir. No, I'm not going to drive. But you haven't been anywhere else, all right? The roads here are fantastic. Great roads. No. Don't cuss
Jacksonville,
me, sir.
Jacksonville. You go drive through Jacksonville, and then we'll
come back. Hold on. Jacksonville, North Carolina?
Careful, pal. Those are the worst roads in America.
Is he talking about Jacksonville, Florida?
Yeah. I didn't say it, Doug.
No, I'm not mad at you.
Okay.
I'm not mad at Carl either.
There's no way they're worse than New Orleans, Carl. I just refuse to believe it.
Well, this is exciting, talking about roads. Texas stays alive last night. Ben, it was 2-0 forever, right? And then Virginia hit a towering home run. And I thought Virginia just blew chance after chance to take a lead. They got a runner on second, and then they get him out at third. Just dumb decisions. And then Texas finally blew it open with the big double. I'm scared that got Texas going.
Well, it's one of those things where they always – what's the old saying in sports and baseball? You're as good as the next day's starting pitcher. And, like, both Vandy and Texas today, backs against the wall, they have to win twice to make the championship. But Ty Madden throwing for Texas, I mean – you're right. Mississippi State did beat them, but 2-1.
Twice.
Yeah.
No, we've beaten them twice.
Yeah, you beat them in the opening the Dallas big thing.
Correct.
Big showcase. But Madden looked pretty damn good, even in the loss on Sunday, that 2-1 pitching duel with Will Bednar. Had the 15 Ks, a lot of one hit, threw up the horns down on the way out. Feel like Texas is going to want some revenge for that. Going to be a hell of a matchup later today.
So on this show, we're going to talk about several things. We'll circle back to the College World Series in a minute because me and Carl were out last night, and we decided to put together the best College World Series as far as fan bases that would take over this town. The craziest fan bases that would take over. We got 7. We couldn't really get to 8, so we got to figure out the 8th. But it's 3 SEC, a couple of ACC, 1 Big 12, that's a Big 10 team now. I think you know who that is. And then another Big 12 team. So we'll talk about that later. Obviously, the Clippers beat the Suns last night. Some NBA playoffs to talk about. I got a movie question, Nebraska question. Charles Payne called Dave Portnoy a little bitch.
That was amazing.
That was fantastic.
And that's a great insight into Dave because he loved it.
Correct.
Loved it.
He absolutely lit up.
That was like as sincere and genuine as like Dave's. Oh,
and
called me a little bitch.
It's impossible, but you know, as soon as he got off that camera, he's thinking, "How do I hire that guy?
Oh, yeah.
How do I get that guy on our team?" But it's not going to happen. But that just an electric clip of the guy just getting flustered and flustered and flustered, but not losing his cool, just playing the game, right?
Yeah, and I give Dave a lot of credit for going on, Fox Business. Yeah, Fox Business, with not knowing who, like, the Fed chairman is and just being like, we got to do this, this, this. Like, what's his name? I don't care. That's amazing stuff.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Like, when people are like, yeah, I can bullshit my way through it. It's like, get on Fox Business and start talking about the economy without any – I'm above the details.
And then there's and there's people like complaining about Charles Payne saying it or whatever and being too stuck up and what. I mean, it's awesome.
If the guy who gets called a little bitch is like, yeah, that's awesome, I'm a little bitch, no one else is allowed to complain about it. Like, if I called you a pussy,
mm-hmm.
all right, and this nice man came up to me and he was like, hey, Carl, don't say that to Ben. You're also a pussy. He's in charge.
You now have two pussies.
Yeah. Now, it's like, it's just a multiplier effect. So, like, he's in charge, but you're not a pussy. I love you.
Thank
love you.
I love you too, Carl.
So you know what's going on?
Yeah.
Well, you were looking at your phone. I don't think you know what's going on in this discussion.
Knows. He knows. We're on the same. We're always tethered together.
Are you?
Mentally.
What does that say about either of you?
I don't know.
Stay tuned.
March the beat of a different drum, I guess. I
think so.
Anybody here want to take the time to call me a little bitch? Go forward, Ben.
I'll say you're a big bitch, not a little one. You're not very little.
You are like 6'5". It's like that scene in Wedding Crashers when they're doing the slow dance. She's like, how tall are you? And he's like, 6'5". That's you. That's how tall you are.
We lost a lot of good men out there.
Like the Yankees?
Trades.
Free agency.
You never know. You know, a lot going on. Let me read an ad, and then we'll move forward with some sports discussion.
Are you good at ad reads?
Oh, I'm terrible at them.
Are you?
Yeah.
That makes it all the better.
And this show, it's mostly just, also, I'm struggling right now. I got something in my throat. Can somebody take over the show?
Give Mincy the ad read. Because he reads it the way, when people write ads, they're like, sometimes I'm in between 7-iron and 8-iron, but I'm never thinking about what beer I drink at the club. Like, you own the way you're supposed to say this stuff. Like, yeah. This would be cute.
All right, here you go, Ben.
You got it, man.
Read the 4 years.
The 4 years of toiling in North Louisiana sports radio really, really paying off here. All right, guys, we're going to get serious for a second. The last year has been hard on a lot of people, and that's why we're doing something new and partnering with our new sponsor, BetterHelp Online Therapy. At Barstool Sports, we truly love and appreciate our listeners.
Watch his shoulders, man.
Without you, none of us would be able to do this BS what we do every day. So once in a while, we try to bring you something good. Maybe it's for you. And maybe it's not. A lot of us take care of our bodies, and some of us don't. But with this tough of a year this has been on many of us, we might also want to think more about taking care of our minds and keeping them right. There's a misunderstanding of what therapy is. It could be whatever you want it to be. It doesn't have to be sitting around talking about your feelings. A lot of people battle with their temper, their stress is too much to manage, they have depression, anxiety, PTSD, the list goes on and on. If this is you, you can use therapy to get some tools that make your life easier. When everyone is struggling with something, there's no more shame. You don't have to tell everybody your personal business, but you can talk to a therapist about it privately. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. So join the millions of people who are seeing what therapy is all about. It's always a good time to invest in yourself and your well-being, because you are your greatest asset. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and our listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/picks. That's BetterHelp. .com/picks.
Nobody in here could have done a better job than that. That was unbelievable.
All right. All right. Good stuff.
The 4 years in Bossier City, Louisiana just really paid off.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell anybody. All right. So back to sports. Carl, this one's for you.
Yes.
Your stance on a combined no-hitter.
I think they're severely overrated. I blogged about it because if you don't blog about it, then I like it. That's a blog. But I'm not sitting around with a buddy sending the text messages out, like celebrating anything like, oh, great job. That said, for those who don't know, the Cubs threw a combined no-hitter last night. I want to say they used 5 pitchers. They had they had 8 walks. And we were talking about Doc Ellis yesterday about doing acid, and he had a bunch of walks in his no-hitter. Pretty crazy. Cubs go out and do that again last night.
Yeah, so I think Major League Baseball, I don't think they have a no-hitter problem. But the no-hitter is kind of taking a beating this year. I think we're up to, what, seven?
Yeah.
And it's still a remarkable accomplishment to throw a no-hitter in a Major League Baseball game. It's a remarkable accomplishment. But the bloom is off the rose a little bit. It's not the special thing it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago. It just isn't. I was looking at some of the stats these days. So the league average this year is .238 across the board. That's the lowest since 1968. The doubles and triples percentage is the lowest in the last 75
years. Wait, didn't they have to lower the mound after?
Yeah, they lowered it. That was the year of the pitcher. That was the year Bob Gibson was 1.12. Denny McClain 130 games.
So in the field dimensions that we know it is now,
right?
This is the worst the offenses.
This is the worst the offenses have ever been. Now they're trying to ease the burden on the offense by getting rid of the advantage for the pitcher with the lotions and all that, but I don't know if it's working. And we're just getting no hitter after no hitter after no hitter, which is fine. Again, remarkable accomplishment, but it does lessen the impact of a no hitter.
If there were no hitters this year and the Cubs threw the combined no hitter, then obviously I think it's a great point. Then we're celebrating. But yes, the fact that this is, get me in a perfect game now. Yep. Perfect game.
It's almost like the perfect game is the new no-hitter.
Yeah.
From the steroid era.
And this sounds crazy, but the reason that the no-hitter doesn't really exist so much now is that, like, guys aren't getting in the batter's box. I know it sounds crazy, but guys aren't getting in the batter's box saying, I want to get a hit.
Correct.
It's crazy. It's like, could you imagine they get in the box? They're like, I want a good at-bat. I want to see pitches.
Yeah.
You know, I want to, like, you know, I would like to get to first base somehow, but I mean, forever. It's just like, just get a hit. Nobody cares.
I mean, how many games here this week have we had a no-hitter go into the fifth or sixth? At least three or four times.
Yeah. Well, at least two that I know of. And certainly the one that went into the eighth, and I believe there was the one right before it as well.
The one that I might have mentioned, the mid-inning report. Remember, Leiter had one into the fifth.
Oh, that's right.
Until I ruined that.
Wait, did you guys win the game when you had the no-hitter?
Yeah, we were down 2-0, and then I don't know if you saw it, but we hit a home. We were down 4-0. We hit a two-run home run, then we scored six in the eighth, and we won that game. We've won both games we played.
You guys know about that?
They've heard. This is my friends from Kosciuszko or Calhoun City or something. They know. Just don't worry, they're drunk. Okay, so here's the thing about baseball, at least in my opinion, with the no-hitters and with the pitching. So we've had several home run booms, right, in Major League Baseball, and the launch angles and the way guys are getting, it's a two-result game right now, home run or strikeout. It's going to have to evolve back into contact base-to-base kind of a speed game, right? It always goes in cycles. It always, the way to figure this out, if you're striking out too much, if you're not getting hits, you know, put in contact guys, steal bases, do stuff like that. Go back to more small ball. It sounds crazy because you didn't think that would ever happen again, but I think that's the next logical evolution.
Yeah, and if you go back to the heyday of the steroid era, two of the great championship teams from the height of steroid era, HGH, all this, and not just anabolic, I mean like the height. 2003 Marlins, 2005 White Sox. And then you mix in a 2006 Cardinals team that won 83 games. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy to think that in the height of the steroid era, what won a World Series championship was what? Fundamental pitching.
Right.
Nobody on the White Sox blew gas.
No.
Those guys were throwing 91, 92, command in the zone. And they had great defense, great team chemistry. And it is actually interesting to see that, like, what happened then, and then obviously the Giants won three. How? Pitching, small ball, hitting, being tough to beat at home. And I don't see that ever being something that's like, I don't ever see the power game beating that in a playoff environment.
Really? Well, I think you could argue that some of the Red Sox championships were built on power.
Yeah, Josh.
Some of the Red Sox. I think the Phillies back in 2008 were built. They were very complete. They had pitchers in their prime. They had an all-time team.
Yeah. That was like the perfect team. Yeah. Roy Halladay, Cliff Lee, Cole Hamels.
Jimmy Rollins in his prime.
Chase
Howard in his prime. Yeah, yeah.
I have a question strategy for you, Carl, because you actually know college baseball and baseball. How come the two-strike approach by hitting? No, I meant that more at me. That was meant at me.
Oh, I see. I thought you were saying it for everybody else. Go ahead.
That was a dagger on me. But my question is, how come the two-strike approach has just died? Why aren't people just trying to get the ball in play, put pressure on defenses, make something happen? It's like two strikes, they make no adjustments. It's just whatever now.
Right, because forever it was like, hey, if you have two strikes, like, you got to choke up a little bit. You have to be more cognizant because, you know, the tough play, all this stuff. Put the ball in play. Dude, the data overwhelmingly says at high levels of baseball, Major League. Now, college could be different, and I can talk a little bit about the college evolution, but at Major League level, the data suggests, bro, put the ball in play. It's 99.5. Like, you're out. You put the ball in play, you're out. Like, right. If you hit the ball on the ground, or so the idea of, like, I'm going to shorten up just so I can put in play, the sacrifice of not hitting it hard to put it in play, it's like, dude, never sacrifice. Don't comp. This is how the game's evolved. Now hitters, they don't compromise anything. Two strikes are like, I don't care, because if I strike out, the likelihood of me hitting the ball, I have to hit it hard to get on base and succeed. I'm not going to shorten up and put it in play because that's an out. And if we say that, then striking out's not really a big deal.
I think it was I think it was Pujols that said on two strikes he actually shrinks his strike zone and won't swing at pitches like on the corner or anything. He's only looking for the pitch he wants, and if it, he's willing to strike out rather.
What does Albert Pujols know about hitting?
I know, right? Yeah.
My question, you call though, how many errors have we seen college baseball?
Now here's the college thing.
Exactly.
Okay.
Get the damn ball.
But here's the thing though. Why would I go to college? If I go to Mississippi State, I want to play in the pros.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go to Mississippi State so that I could open up an insurance company in Starkville someday and, you know, network and all that. But, bro, I'm trying to go to the pros, right? And so if you think with that attitude, and I'm a sophomore and I know this whole place is loaded up with scouts, I'm going to give them my pro approach. And I think that's what some of the best programs do. You go in there and they're like, yo, this is as close as you can get to pro ball in a college atmosphere. We're going to get you going. And I think
that's
a lot of coaches have evolved and just said, hey, listen, we're here to get you to the next level. But now you have to fit into our program. But I don't think they're going to compromise stuff like – now, there are schools out there that are the coaches out there going to say, yo, dude, don't fucking swing like that. This is how we do it. This is how we do it. And I don't think those guys are here in Omaha. I'll be very honest with you. I don't think any of those teams are here. I think Tim Corbin runs his program where it's like you get up at 6 a.m., you eat this, all this stuff. But how you play the game is to your strengths and your skill, and they support that. They be you. Be you. That's what I think.
Okay, well, you can give him an applause.
No, that was a good answer. I was really curious
about the evolution of two-strike hitting.
I'll tell you what I've noticed about these college hitters here. Whenever any one of them is asked to square around and bunt, they have no idea what's happening.
Like,
none whatsoever. I've seen more bunt pop-ups this week, and I hate the bunt. I think it should be outlawed. But they don't know how to do it.
I think there was one successful sack bunt last night out of four or five attempts.
Yeah,
it was kind of popped up. Honestly, it stayed up a little bit.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what's funny? If you go, they probably won't be taking BP on the field. But if you went and watched these guys take BP, the first thing they do when they get in the cage, the coach is going to throw them a couple, three, four, and it's going to be the bunts, and you see the kids roll their eyes.
So like, half-assed,
go,
though, right?
Bunt, yeah, BP bunt, and it's like, yo, it's eighth inning, runners on first and second, nobody out, one run game. Can you get a bunt down? No.
No, and that was one of, I think, if Virginia gets a bunt down in the fifth or sixth or maybe the seventh inning last night when it's a 2-2 game, they've tied it, they got momentum, they get a bunt down, they get the guy to third, they might win that game, but they don't. They failed twice in a row to score, and then Texas just said, all right, you're not going to score, bam, we're going to end it.
How about this?
Oh, how about this?
How about this?
Yes.
I like our lists. We're doing a good job with lists this week. Not getting the sack bunt down. I would love to know other moments where you just, like, completely let your team down. Because there's – listen, oh. I'd rather have you strike out.
Oh.
Go down looking. Come back to dugout and be like, whatever, dude, tough call. But not being able to get a bunt down. That's like, dude, we asked you to bunt. You can't bunt.
That's like – okay, so moments where you just – the one individual just lets their team down on a huge level – I think not getting a sack bunt down when you really need it is akin to missing a couple of free throws in a tight game.
Hey,
right?
How about fourth and one false start?
Oh, God.
Oh, bro, go to the island. You're done.
I hate those.
Kill this guy.
I hate those. You know what? And the obvious one in football is a kicker missing a kick.
Yeah.
But a low-key one is a punter shanking a punt.
Oh,
because
yeah.
that gives you such momentum so fast, and it happens more often than you think. The punter just like when you hear his foot hit the ball, and then the crowd goes oh, and you see the ref like running up, and I never know how the ref knows where the ball went out of bounds.
That's actually a sneaky impressive.
He just runs. He's just walking, and you say, how long is he going to walk? And he finally stops and goes like this.
Yeah, it's always like 5 or 10 more your yards than you think too.
Yeah, that's one of the. I think a punter shanking a punt is a low key really let his team down.
Ooh, I got one more in baseball, and Tennessee pulled it off better than anybody I've ever seen in the Virginia game Sunday. When you got runners on third with one out or less and you don't get the ball in play and get the runner home, I mean, that's just the worst. Tennessee did it like 5 times against Virginia. That's up there.
The chat has a good one.
This guy's out of control.
Who is? Yeah. Oh, the chat has a good one. Bad snaps.
Oh.
When you're you know, third and seven or third and three, and you need 3 yards, and the center snaps it over your head, or he has to go down, that's always depressing.
But I never will ever get mad at a long snap. I mean, I'll get mad at a long snap. I'll get mad at everybody, but
right.
Long snappers, we're not, you know, the specialists. you live dangerously.
Correct.
Like, you chose that life, bro. I'm talking
those
about...
Those guys are weird, too.
You think
those guys are weird.
Just walking around with a giant bag of footballs the whole time?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what are you doing with all the balls? Like, I'm a punter. Oh, okay. Guy likes his footballs.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Brandon.
You ready to read another hand?
I am.
Oh, let's get ready.
Yeah.
This one's tough.
Okay.
A lot of initials here.
Okay.
It's ad time, folks. All right.
Oh, yeah. We've done this one a few times. I've gotten better at it. All right, we're putting our bets on A88 CBD. With U.S.-grown hemp extracts and high-quality formulas, their products are winners. And when the stakes are high and life gets hectic, there's nothing better than reaching for an A88 CBD product. A88 CBD is a game-changer. They carry a variety of CBD products to choose from, and all of them contain exceptional ingredients and even come in convenient packaging. Try some deliciously different fruit chews and vegan gummies. Perfect for taking with you on the go, or try one of their premium topicals like CBD Deep Relief Cream. Even better, A88 CBD offers free shipping on all products and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Exceptional, premium, and convenient. What more could you ask for? So head over to A88CBD.com to find an exceptional CBD experience for you. Use the code PICKS at checkout and receive 25% off your entire purchase. Thank y'all.
Like watching Picasso paint. Beautiful.
I've gotten used to having cowbells in my ear since I've been part of Marshall with you, Brandon. So I'm not near immune to it, but I'm learning to function.
Okay, well, it's
more coming this weekend, possibly.
No, they're coming. We're coming, especially if
CBD's coming.
Huh? No, we already got that. But if Mississippi State wins today, I think the maroon tidal wave from Starkville is coming. I think we probably have a little bit extra people here today, but we already had enough. We already had a shit ton of people.
It worked out where like two. It worked out where.
Thank you. One hand.
Oh. Coaching.
There you go. That
I was
is
doing it wrong.
That is for optimum. Yes, this is. It's just a screw in there.
That's all it is.
Yeah. Bells are not hard instruments. I mean, it's a very simple idea.
Do you know what key this is in? Is this an E?
I believe that's an E minor, yes.
How do you feel about them not allowing the cowbell in the stadium in Omaha, bro?
Oh, how do I feel about it? It's not a big deal. Fuck them. That's how I feel.
You mean that?
Fuck
I thought fuck you were just joking. Yeah. Oh, you like hate
they let
that.
Let that fucking whistler in there if we can't have our bell.
His name's Jeff. He's sitting over there.
No, he's just not. Kidding.
I know he wasn't, but I had a couple beers with his buddy Murray last night. He told me the whole story.
I think that guy was lying about being his buddy. I think he just wanted to hang out with you. All right. So where are we at? Let's get our chat back up. Combined no-hitter, we already talked about that a little bit. Hey, we got a...
Oh, but I gave that out as a pick as a max play.
You did. Plus
oh, you
one
did
and
do
half.
That.
I max played the Cubs last night. I never say shit like that, but I'm like, hey, guys, max play them. No-hitter.
Did you see Kimbrel? They went out. The guys ran out of the dugout, and you can see Kimbrel mouth what happened. He didn't know that it was a no-hitter.
None of the relievers knew.
So... he and I had a brief discussion last night in between him talking with, by the way, we go to the game last night, right? And these girls sit in front of us and just, you know, girls, I mean, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, nice
girls. I'm 42
hey, whatever. Couple of nice
girls. But anyway, girls sit in front of us. No, I I'm watching the baseball game. I'm enjoying the baseball game. I go to the restroom. I come back, and he is deep in a discussion about musicals with these girls.
All right, let me tell
he's
you.
He's listing all his favorite songs from Hamilton. He's listing all his favorite songs
mentioned
from Lee.
Wonderful young ladies mentioned what big fans they were of Hamilton and Dear Evan Hansen, two shows I love dearly. And we had a fantastic discussion about it.
Did they tell you they liked Hamilton?
Yeah,
hear them they liked Hamilton.
No, they were talking okay. We were talking about movies.
No. One of them said, did you see the clip with Tom Brady and Hamilton?
Correct.
And then you said, speaking of Hamilton, let's talk about it for 2 hours.
And it was a fantastic conversation.
I mean, that
sorry.
You can only tell if the conversation's good the morning after. How'd it go? Did you guys go out? Did you guys have a couple of drinks?
Wasn't that good, huh?
No. Okay. No.
That's fine. No, dude, we got plenty of time. Are they going to the game today?
I'm not. I'm leaving.
I'll talk to them for you.
Yeah. You'll take over that one?
Yeah, I'll handle that.
And now pinch hitting Carl. Okay.
I do like Pitch Perfect, though. So while we're on topic, I'm not. This isn't a music. Oh,
start talking about musicals. People mention musicals.
Speaking Acapella. Of pitch, your favorite movie is Fever Pitch, right?
It's my favorite rom-com. Shawshank's my favorite movie. It's top five, though.
You have a favorite romantic comedy?
I probably have a top four or five.
Can I have that right now, please?
Fever Pitch number one. Friends with Benefits number two. That movie makes me cry every time I see it.
Oh, my God.
I would have to... Those are a clear-cut top two. After that, it falls off, but...
All right. right?
Watch. Have you seen Friends with Benefits?
No.
Watch that movie. No. Watch that movie and tell me you don't cry at the end.
I'd rather staple my nuts to this table.
Watch that movie.
Friends with Benefits. Is that the one with Ryan Reynolds?
No, it's Timberlake and Mila Kunis.
It's Timberlake and Kunis, you know. It's one of those joints.
Not even a Hugh Grant?
Great film.
Well, he's not old enough for Hugh Grant.
Music with Lyrics? I saw that movie.
Did you?
Yeah. I don't remember what happens in it, but I know I saw it.
All right, fuck it, I'll say it. Notting Hill, very underrated.
True story.
See, get on this guy.
I love Win a Date with Tad Hamilton.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's, really?
What year did that come out?
2004, 5, okay. Something like that.
Is that like date night? It was funnier than you thought it would be?
No, it's like Win a Date with Tad Hamilton. You know, I was going out with my wife, my fiance at the time, and we watched it, and I liked it. You know, Win a Date with Tad Hamilton. Doug?
And then, if there's a person in this establishment watching this thing, anything that's going to say a bad word about The Notebook, I'll see you outside. We got a couple of Omaha PD guys here. You guys are going down to the station.
Yeah, they're on the phone, though. I don't think they're paying attention. Okay. Doug, what's your favorite rom-com?
I would say for Seasonal Love, actually.
What? What was that?
Yeah.
Somebody sit on a thumbtack or something? Okay, but we were talking last night, and he goes, is Craig Kimbrell going to the Hall of Fame as a Brave or a Cub? And I said, is Craig Kimbrell going to the Hall of Fame? And he said, without question. Is Craig Kimbrell a Hall of Famer?
If you asked me, I'd say yeah.
I am asking you.
Yeah.
Oh. Craig Kimbrell's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Now, would I say it like the way Big T probably said it? No.
Well, we were just talking about Kimbrell, and I was like, I still think of him as a Brave, but at the end of his career, he really won't have spent that many years with the Braves.
Correct. No, I think he, whatever. I just don't know if he's going to the Hall of Fame.
He will be in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, so he's probably going to pitch another 4 years at a high level.
All right.
His numbers are going to be up there. He's going to have like 500 saves.
He said he's the third best closer of all time.
He will be the third best closer of all time by the numbers when he's done. Right now, he's not. That's stupid.
Behind Mariano and Trevor Hoffman?
Yes.
Lee Smith not up there?
Lee Smith's up there.
Eckersley, probably. I don't know. I don't know the pantheon of closers.
Yeah, Eckersley I would not call a closer. I'd call him a pitcher. He was filthy.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean?
Forgetting Sarah Marshall was great. Huh? I'm talking to the chat. Sorry.
What's up, boys?
Hey, boys. Kimbrell is not a Hall of Famer. You need to be Mariano level for a closer. How many closers in the Hall of Fame?
Mariano
Hoffman's
is
in there.
You don't
right?
have to be yeah. Mariano to be in the Hall of Fame as a closer.
I don't think so
either. Got 99.9% right. vote and is largely considered one of the greatest pitchers of all time.
That's like saying you got to be Michael Jordan to get into the
basketball. Yeah, that was just a stupid comment.
That was a stupid comment. I'm sorry I read it, Carl. Will you please forgive me for that?
No, if Kimbrell has over 500 saves, how do you say no to that?
I guess you don't. Is there a benchmark for closers getting in? Is there a number?
500 saves.
Wonder who has the most saves who's not in the Hall of Fame. I don't know the answer to that. We could get White Sox David.
Lee Smith's Google Hall of Fame, right?
Brandon, you'll be interested in the stat that TJ just texted our group chat. Kimbrell and Jonathan Papelbon are tied for ninth all-time with 368 saves each.
Damn right.
Of Mississippi State.
Kimbrell is 368 to start the year right now.
He has a career 209 ERA. Rivera was 278. 286.
Yeah, but no, all Rivera's juice is not in these career numbers, bro. Rivera's juice is in October, everybody strikes out, nobody hits a passive pitcher for like a decade or 15 years.
Wait, I'm wrong. I take that back. I was looking at Trevor Hoffman.
He did blow a World Series, though. He blew the
I know, that sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because without that, did you like the Diamondbacks? Did you like that World? Did you cheer for the Diamondbacks?
Hard.
So excited.
I was deep in Yankee hatred at that point. It's kind of worn off now because they've been irrelevant for 12 years, but I was deep in Yankee hatred in 2001.
I would say the 2001 Diamondbacks are like in the pantheon or tier one of teams where like everybody was around the country cheering for passionately.
I think they are the biggest steroid team of all time, though. Greatest steroid team ever. Luis Gonzalez.
Yes.
Steve Finley. That whole thing was roided up.
Okay. We had Batista and Wright. Matt Williams at third base is still doing steroids.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Now, what about Tony Womack?
Tony Womack, probably not, right? But,
Jay Bell.
Jay Bell?
Jay Bell had to, like, do injections before at bats.
Right.
Allegedly.
Yes.
Allegedly.
Yeah, Jay Bell. You had, again, Steve Finley, Luis Gonzalez. I can't remember. Danny something. There was a Danny guy. Right?
Dude, their first baseman, that big motherfucker that could hit. I'll think of it.
Didn't they have Mark Grace, though? They had Mark Grace.
They had Mark Grace, but they had a Rubio
Durazo.
Yeah,
Rubio Durazo.
Durazo. There's a name.
Huge steroid. Actually, the 2001 Mariners are probably close, too, with anybody that had Brett Boone at that point.
Edgar Martinez is a Hall of Famer. Played DH and did a boatload of steroids.
Did he really?
I mean, you got to think about how great of a career that guy had. And it's just like, yeah, nobody cares. Played Seattle.
I'd love to go back to like 1999, 2000, just do a shit ton of steroids. That'd be awesome.
How would that affect your mood?
Who gives a shit?
Why not start now?
That's my boy.
It's holding it back.
Yeah, why not start now?
We have the answer to the most saves not in the Hall of Fame.
482.
437 by Francisco Rodriguez. Fourth all-time.
K-Rod.
Yep.
Now, shout out to you.
But he can't rule him out getting into the Hall of Fame, though, because he hasn't been retired that long, right?
He could be a veterans committee guy.
Definitely 5 years, but yeah, the veteran.
He was the best reliever for a little bit. But you have to be the best reliever. You have to be, like, the best at what you do for longer than 5 years.
Okay.
So you have to own a decade.
Let me ask you a question, Carl. This directly from the chat. They want you to talk about Adrian Martinez's poor throw to you.
What?
The Nebraska quarterback yesterday.
Listen, I'm going to give this guy some credit.
You too fast?
Yeah, like I am a lot faster than people give me credit for. And then the other thing is that he's cold turkey.
Yeah.
Oh, he came out of the locker room. He was being nice. He was like one of those make-a-wish things where they'd come over and take a picture with me. And I was like, hey, dude, I have this football. Will you throw it to me? And he was like, yeah, bro.
You know what my favorite part about that was? You walked up to him and said, hey, will you throw the football? And when you came up with the route you were going to run, you didn't run a 10-yard out. You didn't run like, I'll go down and do a little skinny post or something. You ran an out and up, right?
Yeah.
You ran like 20 yards, up deep post. Yeah, out up deep post. You ran 50 yards.
And I took it to the house.
You did.
And then I did the celebration in the Nebraska end zone.
So I was just tired. I was bored of the video by then. I stopped recording.
I know. And I saw that. So if you guys saw the video, Brandon, not the best producer, TJ, you are. That was a great moment. Let me tell you something. I know there's a lot of Nebraska fans out here. Playing catch with the QB1 for Nebraska at Memorial Stadium yesterday under the sun was just about one of the – I felt like a 10-year-old kid.
Yeah. I said it last night. I said it on the field. I'll say it now. There's nothing more fearless than a bunch of middle-aged white guys on an empty football field.
We get out there,
and we're like, boy, this looks easy. We're throwing the ball. We're getting 1 foot in bounds. We're doing everything we see. And, like, as soon as, like, seven other people show up and play defense, we would all die. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just like, hey, hit me for a touchdown,
hit me, buddy.
Ooh, oh, great catch. And then just like, you know, so you can't throw it. You catch the ball with your foot because everybody sucks.
And you raced Marty Mush.
Yeah.
Did that get online?
I don't know if it's been online yet, but my 40-yard dash time, like, leaves, as predicted, leaves a little to be desired. I'm more of a long distance than a sprinter.
Dennis Eckersley, 390 seventh all-time in the Hall of Fame.
Yes. So there you go. But he also, he reached a peak that many people don't reach. I mean, he was MVP of the league. So he reached a level that is very, very rarely reached. But, you know.
Wait, did he win the MVP as a closer?
Yes.
What a time to be alive when people were that stupid.
Yeah.
Like, where you could be like, yeah, across the whole league? Nah, gee whiz. Richard. Who's the most important person? Nah, give me the guy who throws one inning every three games.
The Redskins had a kicker in the strike-shortened season win the MVP. That Mark Mosley, I believe?
Yeah.
Yeah, in like 1982. A kicker won the NFL MVP once. That's a true story.
Are you sure that's right?
Yeah. No,
I refuse to believe that.
You're a kicker. Okay, man, we'll double check it. But
I'm not trying to be.
It's okay. Everybody relax. Just relax. Carl, no, fucking relax. Fuck, all right.
Everybody calm down.
Everybody relax. Good God. All right. Let's put together the wildest College World Series field that we can put together.
Okay.
Of the the best college baseball fan bases in America, okay? So here are the seven I feel like you can fill out. The absolute best fan bases to fill out Omaha. In the SEC, the three best, the Holy Trinity, really the three best fan bases that no other fan bases are near this list. Mississippi State, of course, LSU, and Arkansas. I think those are the three good fan bases in the SEC. The rest are trash.
die, Brandon.
What? What are you talking about?
Ole Miss chokes in super regionals every year.
Oh, you want to talk about them being here? Might as well talk about fairies.
Yeah, but we put 30,000 at home games, and we have one of the best atmospheres. We just don't.
You don't have one of the best atmospheres.
Dude, it's Swayze.
Yeah, I can go. We can go across the street and pour beer on ourselves. So what the fuck's that prove?
You know, 10,000 a game for SEC, growing the game.
I think you lie about your attendance figures like you lie about everything else. State, LSU, Arkansas, Florida's. You okay?
Yeah, it was a little, you know.
LSU's the number one pick on this, for sure, in Omaha. LSU's
look out here. I don't see
LSU's fan base in Omaha is like the whole town celebrates when they come in. LSU's got to be the one pick on this draft.
Florida State, I think Florida State's got a good baseball fan.
Even though Mike Martin never won it.
Well, I don't care if they ever won it.
I know. It's just funny that he went, I shouldn't say funny, but if he was the head coach of Florida State for like 30 years,
yeah,
they were here like 15 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never won it.
Yeah. I want to say 19 maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was here a shit ton of times and never won it. But, you know, good programs get here and don't win it all the time. You know, not everybody's 1-1. Of course, by this time next week, that'll change.
Stop acting like you guys know what you would do with yourselves if you actually won the College World Series. You guys wouldn't even know how to get home.
Seriously, show of hands. Just between me and you. They can't see, okay? Would you cry? Okay. Well, they don't know how to show their hands. This guy's like doing this.
Yeah, not along.
You're actually hiding your hands, sir.
Yeah, he has a master's from Mississippi State, right. By the way.
you would cry? I would cry as well. I do this thing. I don't, you know.
Hang on.
Mississippi State baseball is not my favorite sport at Mississippi State. Football is, and then basketball.
You said you trade it for a 9-win season.
That was on unnecessary roughness. I was trying to make the show funny because I had Casey Smith on the show. But I was. that's a joke, too. Why can't I say jokes without y'all freaking out?
Because she's not here to defend herself.
I'll get her out here. It'll be fun. It'll be fun.
Come on out, Case. Love to see you. Is she going to the Milwaukee Bucks game tonight?
Yes, she is.
Man.
Going to the Milwaukee Bucks game.
That is Milwaukee.
Milwaukee. Mm. It's Algonquin for the good land.
Yeah.
What movie is that from?
Blues Brothers.
Close enough. Close.
On a mission from God.
State, LSU, Arkansas, Florida State, Clemson, Nebraska. We need Nebraska here. They're here anyway.
Oh, have to have Nebraska here.
And then I think Texas. Texas is a great fan base as well.
It's only seven.
And then I think who would be the eighth team? Who would be the eighth great fan base? No, just relax. Who would be the eighth fan base? I can't tell what that says, sir. You're – oh, okay. Yeah.
NC State's whatever. Been great.
There's like seven of y'all here. Okay.
All right. It does kind of suck that a lot of these teams that show up here year after year, no offense to Virginia when I was around, I don't think they've been here in a little bit. North Carolina went every year for like a decade. Stanford.
The private schools.
Vanderbilt. Yeah, like
the private schools just don't have big fan base.
It's literally the players' parents just like cheering in a little section. I was like, what the
fuck? I've seen one, like there were a couple dudes at that party we went to there that were Vandy fans. Those are the only Vanderbilt fans I've seen that were not in like the parents' section.
Yeah. And then all the West Coast schools, they don't show up either.
Yeah.
None of the West Coast schools show up.
What about Oregon State when they went back-to-back?
I don't know. I wasn't here. So I don't know if they showed up or not.
That was good? He said Oregon State shows up.
Oregon State was good?
That's Brian. He's the manager.
Oh, well, if Brian the manager says that, then I trust it fully. Thank you, Brian the manager. I appreciate that. Why is he just standing there with the back?
He's watching the show, bro.
He's not managing shit.
Dude, he just got into work. He's got to go up to the office. He's probably got to balance.
He's literally wearing a shirt that says call in sick to work. That's what his shirt says.
We sell it, Brandon.
Oh.
Don't call in sick to the boys.
Call in sick to work.
When do we sell that?
It's like a Will Compton thing. We're in Nebraska.
Yeah.
Does this make sense now? He wears Will Compton gear. We're in Omaha. Will's a legend.
I love that Will Compton FaceTimed us yesterday to say,
why did you call us?
Correct.
We went through an entire Nebraska football tour and did not say one word about Will Compton to Will Compton.
Correct.
No Will Compton affiliation. We get in the car, FaceTime Will Compton. I think everybody was like, oh, we screwed that
one. Oh,
hey. Hey, you're getting married.
Congratulations, brother. Idiot.
South Carolina deserves to be in the top eight on this. Their fan base, they've had a good success.
I was going to say maybe Texas A&M. That way the Texas A&M would be forced to play Texas and they'd stop being big, gigantic pussies that don't play each other.
Yeah. Yeah, just South Carolina's had a great baseball tradition and they bring tons of fans when they do make it. So I want to make sure we mention them.
So we want Oregon State and South Carolina here, huh?
Oregon State. No Oregon State.
No Oregon State.
Okay. No Oregon State. Although they do take baseball really seriously.
Just the Cox.
All right, give me those big old cocks.
Okay. All right. This is...
No, the Gamecocks, the South Carolina Gamecocks.
Hey, hey, Ben.
Hey, Brandon.
You ready to read another ad?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
I feel like I caught, like, last night when there was the rain delay, I got a little couple-hour nap and reset my energy. I feel like, I'm extremely wired right now.
Yeah, you handled the rain delay much better than a lot of people.
The energy is...
hey, stayed in this hotel room. It was very, very smart. I went to a used bookstore, bought a couple of books, had some tacos too.
This week, it's double trouble as NASCAR pulls into the peaks of Pennsylvania with drivers looking to triumph at the tricky triangle Pocono Raceway. On its 50th anniversary, the iconic track plays host to the only doubleheader on the 2021 Cup Series schedule, where it will take twice the guts for double the glory. I am personally leaning towards the winner, Kyle Larson at 3-1, but take a look at Chase Elliott. He's on a hot streak. Oh, man, you got me with that one. With twice the opportunity to bet on NASCAR this weekend, stay tuned for our picks later this week to get all the right angles. And be sure to tune into the NBC Sports Network for NASCAR doubleheader this weekend, starting this Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern and continuing on Sunday at 3:30 Eastern.
Yes, sir. NASCAR, check it out. A lot of great exclusives on the Barstool Sportsbook app. Speaking of the Barstool Sportsbook app, if you're in Michigan, Illinois, Indiana, Pennsylvania, we got the college baseball lines up, and we're going to go ahead and talk about our picks right now for today and for whatever is coming up. I'll let Ben Mintz go first because he's won a lot of people a lot of money early in the week by being spectacularly wrong about everything. However, last couple of games, he has turned it around and been pretty decent. So, Ben, I will allow you to get us started today with these two college baseball
games. Well, I mean, I can't not go to the well with the SEC. I'm going down fighting with Vandy and Kumar Rocker today. One interesting thing. So, college baseball lines is a new thing. Mm-hmm. And so the handicappers are still learning the volatility and how to set the lines. I saw this line this morning when I turned it in. I turned it in to Jack McCarthy, so there, this is documented. It's up on my parlay. Vandy was minus 129 this morning, and it's now minus 175.
Minus 205.
Wow. Talk about a line movement. I got it in at 129. Jack McCarthy works for the Barstool Sportsbook to verify this. So I have Vandy minus 129. Would I take them at 205? No. That's a crazy price.
All right. So let me just be devil's advocate here. It's flying up, right? Everybody sees Kumar Rocker. They see Vandy. They see all of that. They're hammering Vandy. That's what's happening right now. NC State's been getting disrespected this whole fucking time. NC State was disrespected the other night. Guess what? They went out and beat Jack Leiter. And they're supposed to, you're supposed to be scared of Jack Leiter. They go out and beat him. And NC State throws a shutout. So what's stopping me from, you know, kind of fading that and going with NC State here today, because they've been the one who's played the best baseball.
There's at the plus 180 price or whatever, you certainly can't be blamed for that. The thing with NC State, too, the bullpen, extremely strong. Justice, the closer, they got two stout lefties late games. The starting pitching seems solid, a little underrated. I mean, I can't fault that. I'd never lay 205 with Vandy, but at 129, I certainly will. And be on the lookout, like I said, the weather's supposed to be bad at 3 o'clock. If Kumar, that could affect Kumar Rocker. If there's a big rain thing, he wouldn't be able to come back out. So that's another dynamic.
I mean, listen, Vandy's the defending champ, right? Vandy's got Leiter and Rocker. Vandy's lucky as fuck to still be here.
3-1-1 game.
Vandy had the first game, the 12-inning game, where they easily could have lost. The other night, they advanced on a wild pitch.
They were down to, they had nobody on base with two outs in the ninth, literally.
Two strikes.
Yeah, and so they're lucky to be here. So I don't think they're – I mean, the pitchers are great, but I don't think they're one of the two best teams still here. I think Texas, Mississippi State, and NC State, I'd put them all ahead of Vandy, which means Vandy's probably going to win the national.
But when Rocker's on the mound, though, it's the difference maker.
Is it?
Well, he had a bad game. No, he allowed 5 runs.
It is, right? But the other night, I mean, he left that game. He got them beat. And they ended up coming back and winning.
Yeah. They've got a flair. It seems like they got a flair for the dramatic. I got to give them that.
All right. What? You got any other picks?
I took the one team that's been consistent for me the whole time. I'm not going away from Mississippi State.
Well, we're
State
winners. We're winners.
So I'm 2-0 in Mississippi State games, and I took them again today. They're plus 110. They do got to deal with Ty Madden again, but as you mentioned, they're 2-0. They got a lot of momentum. And so I'm taking State. So I'm going, my parlay today is Vandy, Mississippi State.
All right, I have got in the NBA, we haven't talked about it enough, but last night the Clippers were able to beat the Suns, and the Clippers have gotten off the mat in three straight series. They were down 2-0 in the first round, 2-0 in the second round, 2-0 again, and now they have cut it to 2-1. Chris Paul came back, the Suns with 92 points last night, didn't score much at all, and I just like the Clippers going forward. That being said, tonight, the Hawks plus 8, it's still too many points. Can the Bucks win the game? Yeah, the Bucks probably will win the game. why are we giving the Hawks this many points still? It felt like a trap the other day. Well, guess what? The Hawks went out and won the game. So I'm not going to fall in that trap nonsense again. Hawks plus 8, Hawks Bucks over 225.5. Vanderbilt NC State under 9.5. Kumar Rocker will bounce back. He will pitch very well. NC State's pitched it very well for a while. Vandy, NC State under 9.5. I got Lightning minus 1.5 tonight to win game 7 against the Islanders. And my last pick.
Louder.
Mississippi State wins the game, advances to play for the national championship, which they will then win on Tuesday night.
Can I do my MLB? Do you want my MLB picks?
I want your whole card. Did you?
Okay. I just gave my college baseball. I've got Oakland. I got the Padres minus 1.5. The Mets are in a doubleheader. I like them with the Taijuan Walker game today. And my first hockey pick ever, I like the Lightning, too. I think the Islanders, it's been an unbelievable story, but I just can't see them winning on the road here in Game 7. So I actually agree with you on that.
Carl.
I have NC State plus 1.5 for plus 100, even money. That's the only play on the book today. The reason I like this, for all the reasons we're talking about here, even if Vanderbilt wins, just give me the 1.5. I think seeing Kumar back-to-back, the fact that they'll see him for a second
time. No, they don't see him second time. Leiter pitching against NC State.
Oh, that's right. Well, I'm an idiot, though.
No. Okay, well.
Take it away. Kumar pitch against Arizona, gave it 5 runs. NC State wins anyways. I'd like the plus 1.5.
I don't know. NC State's just got that thing about them right now, right? Like, Vandy has had to fight and claw and scratch and survive this whole time. They've been on the ropes the whole time. NC State has the one. But NC State's just, they go on the road and they beat Arkansas. They go on the road and beat the number one team in the country, who was a fake number one team, sure. But they go on the road and beat them. Now they get here, and they go to 2-0. It feels like, I don't want to be chalk. I don't want to be that guy. But it feels like the jersey I'm wearing and the jersey that guy's wearing are about to meet next week for a national title. That's what I think. And
is Dave coming?
I would assume if NC State, his pick at what, plus 1,500
or something? Yeah, it's plus 1,200, and they boosted it to 1,500.
Yeah, so if I would assume, and that's probably how my life goes. The Mississippi State gets to the national title series, and I'm going to have to sit with Dave or something
like that.
Yeah,
he's going to be cheering for NC State authentically.
Yeah.
He's not doing it to, like, cheer against you. He's like, no, I actually want
NC State. He's cheering for a lot of money.
Yeah, and ironically for me, as I tried to help do college baseball the last couple months here to cover the Mississippi State run.
You've helped me grow the game a little bit. I've been doing most of it, but
yeah. Do you think he would do Pick Central this?
Who?
Dave?
Yeah, he would.
All
sure.
Right. Yeah.
This show started out as me, Dave, Big Cat, and Mush. And then, you know, they're very busy people.
No, huge.
Yeah, so it's huge. Just kind of...
Not you, me, Minty, Big T.
Now, just whoever I can trick into being.
And did y'all see this text from TJ?
What TJ's?
Well, it's a tweet from, it's the worst radio host in Nashville, Tennessee. But he said, D-Mac, Darren McFarland just dropped a bomb on 102.5 The Game that NC State baseball, in all caps, might be dealing with a COVID-19 problem.
I heard that. I'd actually heard a little bit about that, too.
I thought we killed COVID. This is bullshit.
What's COVID?
Yeah, it's that thing that
in Omaha.
That New Yorkers are scared of. I don't know. It's whatever.
Don't clap. That was a bad joke I made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was that clap? Was that you clap?
Hey, careful, guys. This is a Pick Central.
I don't know. So I had heard rumors there was a team dealing with COVID issues. So we'll see. We'll see what it is. I don't know. That's such an open-ended tweet.
That guy is the woat.
The what?
Jared Stillman.
Oh, the worst of all time?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
He's a radio host in Nashville.
You don't like him?
Nobody likes him.
Somebody's got to like him.
But his mother likes him.
I'm sure somebody likes this guy.
The public in Nashville does not.
Dorothy Stillman is a saint.
That's a good name.
What?
Dorothy.
Dorothy?
You don't abbreviate that either. That's just, you're just Dorothy.
Who's next? Did you, Big T?
I'm next. So I also had NC State plus 1.5 at minus 106. I don't know if that changes at all, but I like the run to play with there. Also had Mississippi State money line plus 110. I think they're just better than Texas, even with
that. That is correct. That is correct.
Mississippi State, Texas over 8.5. And then also same as the other day, Hawks plus 8 and money line.
Dougs.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Hi.
How are things?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
You got picks?
I do.
Good.
I've got NC State. I'm not sure how many people there are actually excited to see a Tampa Bay-Montreal finals. But
Not very many,
yeah,
probably.
But I think Tampa Bay is going to finish that.
I think the Islanders-Montreal would be really great for hockey.
I think that would
be
something, yeah, for sure.
I mean, that's something that would really fire it. And I'd love to see the Barstool influence continue.
I have a source at ESPN that just told me somebody on NC State has tested positive for COVID.
You had a source of ESPN the whole time, and you just now use them?
Maybe this conversation sparked a reach out.
Okay. All right. Do we know who it is?
No.
How bad is the COVID?
I just have. Do you know anything about this? Is this legit? Yes.
All right.
Somebody has tested positive.
And I also think it's too many points again. I don't know. I mean, Atlanta.
Atlanta.
It's too many points again. I don't know why they're doing this. Yeah.
All right. Well, it's nice to see a room full of people out here, and we just found out there's COVID issues.
Yeah, Dave's going to blame that COVID on me, too, on NC State. You can guarantee that.
I would hope so.
No.
My favorite jinx of all week that he's done, it wasn't just the Jack Leiter thing the other night or even getting the Nebraska AD fired, which you owe an apology to his family.
Insane.
Write him a card.
The fact that on this show the other day you said, the weather's been perfect. And the next game, immediately, we had a three-hour rain delay.
Yeah, it's the known thing in Omaha. There's always weather problems. So I went ahead and just had to screw that up, too.
Did you have more of Doug's? I'm sorry.
I'm good.
You're good? I apologize. What's your plan for today? You going to the game?
Yeah, I think I will. I think I'm going to go to the game and then, you know.
So the 1 o'clock game is NC State Vanderbilt. And then the 6 o'clock game is Texas Mississippi State. Texas has to win two. Vanderbilt has to win two. A win for either Mississippi State or NC State gets them into the College World Series Championship Series, which would start Monday night. We are committed to being here through the end of the Mississippi State run. So whenever that ends, I think we're sneaking out.
Hey, I called my wife this morning and told her it was a nice surprise.
She
liked that. I'll be home next week.
Right.
Yeah, she likes to get the time away and stuff. So
correct.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Not for me, for her.
So
I have a lot to handle.
She's on vacation.
Yes.
That's nice. That's nice for her. What else we got here? We should talk a little NBA because we haven't talked about it at all. But really, I don't know what to talk about other than Scottie Pippen. Scottie Pippen talking about Kevin Durant and saying these things like Kevin Durant's not LeBron. And then everybody freaks out because he says these things. And Kevin Durant fires back at him. Aren't you the guy that wanted out of the game because they drew up a play for Tony Kukoc? Weren't you this guy? I'm kind of team Scottie Pippen. Everybody in the world is team Kevin Durant here. I'm team Scottie Pippen. Scottie Pippen's an all-time great. Scottie Pippen's a six-time NBA champion. Scottie Pippen was what he was. He was the greatest sidekick ever, and he was a very good leading man, too, and nobody ever remembers that. He won 55 games when Michael Jordan retired, but everybody wants to focus on the things he did wrong. But if everybody focused on things Kevin Durant did wrong, then he would have a lot different life in the NBA, and he's done plenty wrong. Kevin Durant is a sensational scorer, an amazing player, a pretty good defender, but he's not LeBron James. Scottie's right. He's not as good as LeBron James, period. I don't know why we all get all a flutter when somebody says, this guy's not as good as this guy. He's correct.
Yeah, because I think what people are doing is taking the fact that Kevin Durant elevated the Nets and was clearly the guy in that roster, especially saying to James Harden, where it's like, yo, KD is the guy, end of story, that's it now. Okay, well, LeBron's out of the playoffs while all this stuff's going on, the juice is getting built up, like, yo, KD, can he carry a team? And I could just see Scottie being like, yo, dude, he's not LeBron.
He's
like,
not.
That's so easy to say, it's effortless, it's true. I'm a big Scottie Pippen guy.
I'm a huge Scottie. I think he's the most underrated player in the history of basketball.
I like Scottie Pippen so much, my dog's name is Scottie Puppin.
Nice one.
That's a fact, bro.
Scottie Puppin. Puppin?
That's Scottie Puppin right there?
Let me see him.
He got the same nose.
Does he play good defense, too?
He's a good boy.
Is he?
Yeah, he's a really good boy.
I got Sam. Sam's so alive. My dog is so alive.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, he is.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Maggie, I moved to New Jersey with Maggie. She died. She died. And then, but I got Sam. He is now a year and 1 month old. So pretty good. Going on a 13-month streak of having an alive dog.
Hey, how about give it up for Sam? Give it up for dogs.
Sam.
A lot of dogs in here.
Yeah.
And the dogs in the house.
A lot of bulldogs in here for sure.
The Scottie Pippen thing, whenever it comes up, Scottie does have a tendency to say a lot.
Yeah, no, so he's actually pretty, like, Scottie, just... We want to remember you for your playing. We don't. I bought him a Red Bull vodka one time at a bar.
Did he like it?
No, I thought it was actually tacky that he was hanging at the bar with me. I was like, not me.
I love that you, A, you love hanging at a bar with anybody like that. B, you judge them for hanging at a bar with you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, I was out with my friends at a bar in Chicago where guys who are like 25 and 26 and 27 go out. Like, you just go out. And then, like, Scottie Pippen was standing at the bar. We're like, what the fuck are you doing?
By the way, did you just pick up a Texas fan yesterday and just carry him around for the rest of the day?
Yep.
Where is he today?
Probably recovering.
Yeah, probably recovering, I would guess. Yeah, we were out late last night. Shout out to Mark. He works in an oil field.
The one thing about Kevin Durant, I don't mean the Mark story is fantastic. You guys were just going around and going around. And like wherever Carl was, Mark was yesterday.
Yep.
You guys were just boys for the day.
Yep. I needed somebody to go to the Texas game with. I was
you like, get a lot of best friends for a day?
Yeah, I like doing that. Well, I mean, I like Mark. Shout out Mark. I know, you know, yeah. Like he's a good dude. I think he's going to the game later.
So, KD, I wanted to make one point. He had his best performance ever, and they lost. It just shows that in the NBA and in sports, one guy just can't do it. And to expect him to do it is unfair and it's ridiculous. All right, that's going to wrap up the Friday edition of Pick Central from the beautiful DJ's Dugout. Next time you're in Omaha, come to DJ's Dugout, best sports bar in this town.
Hopefully we see you guys on Monday from here.
Yes, Monday. We'll let you know. We'll make an announcement. This is Pick Central. The Yak is up next.